Well, this is confirmation of what has been widely expected. This is a former general who is very close to Than Shwe and was prime minister before the election. So he is a very much a yes man. Than Shwe, the dictator of Burma, will see him as a totally reliable president who will follow any order that he is given. He was ordered to resign from the military by Than Shwe and set up the Front Party, the Union Solidarity Development Party. And so now that he is the president, he will appoint the ministers who will be in government, none of whom actually have to come from the parliament.
What now for actual democracy in the country? Do you think that this cements that it is a sham?
I think, yes, as you know, the dictatorship, they've been trying to present this as something new, but now we have one of the top people in the previous government is now the top person in this new government that's being formed. People in Burma are not being fooled at all by this. They know that there's no real change. You've got the same people in charge. The only real difference is that they've changed out of military uniforms and have put on civilian clothing. So, I mean, we expect that we'll see more of that when the government is appointed. But he will be one of the people in charge of a National Defence and Security Council. This is where real power will lie in Burma, not in the parliament and not even with all the government ministers. The National Defence and Security Council, on which Than Shwe, as Commander-in-Chief of the Defence Services, will sit and Thein Sein, as his president, will be loyally following any orders that he's given.
And he was one of three candidates for president. Who were the other two?
There were two other candidates from the Union Solidarity Development Party. One of them, again, was a former soldier, and the other has been a local community leader and businessman who is also part of the regime, the pro-regime party, the Union Solidarity Development Party. These are the two vice presidents are more sort of ceremonial posts. They won't have any real power, but the regime has been smart because one of them is an ethnic Shan, so they can say, look, we have some ethnic diversity and we are including ethnic people in the government. But again, this is, you know, people in Shan state are waiting to see what will happen because they're interested that there is an ethnic Shan so high in the government, but they're not optimistic, as he's chosen to stand as part of the regime's party, that he will really stand up for ethnic Shan or other ethnic minorities in the country.
Because he was ordered to step down from his role in the military, do you think there was ever any doubt that he was going to get elected?
The elections were rigged. All of this would have been arranged a long time ago. So, no, I mean, they made sure they were stuffing the ballot boxes with so-called sort of early votes. So people were turning up and voting, and they were having an open count of the votes, and a certain party would win. And then regime officials would turn up and say, we've got some votes, some ballots that were cast early by post or in advance. And then they'd stuff the ballot box with them, and then it would turn out that the pro-regime party had won. So, they made sure that all the people that they wanted to would be in the right places. They've been planning this very carefully for many years. And they've made sure through a new constitution that they'll maintain complete control. It's a brand new constitution written by the military for the military. And they have this sort of front parliament, which they can present to the international community that, look, change has happened. But as we can see, the only real change is a change in clothing.